Welcome, everybody, to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper and a very special guest to be introduced in just a moment. I'm Bob Davis, and we're live on the air right now. Keep listening, and you'll hear how the Basic Gospel intersects with your daily life and how the Word of God can help you experience freedom and true life in Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or if there's something you'd like to talk about, call now. 1-800-677-9377. The lines are open. 1-800-677-9377. It's Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. Now to introduce our special guest on today's broadcast, here is Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I'm very excited to welcome to the program today Andrew Farley. Andrew, welcome.
Yes, indeed. Hey, thank you, Bob. It's great to be with you.
For our listeners in New York, Washington, D.C., and Louisville, Kentucky, you may be unfamiliar with Andrew, but Andrew is on our board of directors. Andrew is a pastor of a church in Lubbock, Texas. He is the author of numerous books. He hosts a live radio broadcast as well, Andrew Farley Live, that is heard every Sunday afternoon on Sirius Satellite Radio and in Washington, D.C. on WAVA. He is a very gifted communicator, an excellent writer, and we've asked him to come on the program today to talk about his new book, The Hurt and the Healer. So, Andrew, we are very excited to have you on today's program. We are very excited to make this book available to our listeners for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month, The Hurt and the Healer, available for a gift of any amount. But, Andrew, you start out the book with these words: guilt, loneliness, a broken heart, a broken home. We all hurt. Our hurts may be big or small, whether it's physical illness or abuse, job loss or an absentee parent, poverty or imprisonment, or fear of an unknown future. Pain hits all of us in one way or another, and we all need healing. I thought that was a powerful way to start out this particular book, because it really hits all of us, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, we each experience a flavor of pain. Your flavor of pain is different, of course, than the next person. You know, I've experienced a lot of loss growing up. You know, my father died at an early age in a car accident. And then also, you know, I have a half-brother that committed suicide, another half-brother that died of a drug overdose, and then a half-sister that got involved in drugs and eventually died of AIDS. And that was a family that I grew up around as half-brothers and half-sisters, and lost them all. And, you know, you start asking the tough questions of why. Why did this happen, and why did God let this happen? And some people even take it so far as, did God do this to me? And so this book, The Hurt and the Healer, it's really to help people through hard times and to begin to get some solid biblical answers to those tough questions.
Well, you have a co-author with this, Bart Millard. Tell us a little bit of how you and Bart connected. Maybe give our listeners a little insight as to who Bart is and how they might know him already, and how you two guys connected.
Yeah, you know, Mercy Me is the band that Bart Millard sings for. Bart is, you know, Mercy Me is the number one best-selling Christian band in history. In fact, you know, most people listening have probably heard their song, I Can Only Imagine. And, you know, they just have several decades of ministering to the body of Christ through music. And Bart and I became friends as he, you know, first read the book, The Naked Gospel, that I had written. And The Naked Gospel is basically my story of spiritual burnout and then the message that saved my life. And Bart found himself in a similar situation, just kind of burnt out and dried up with church and pretending and, you know, trying to crank out the Christian life. And so he read the book and then started tweeting about it on Twitter and just telling people what the book had meant to him. And so I reached out to him just to say thank you. You know, thank you, Bart, for spreading the word about this book, The Naked Gospel. And next thing you know, we become friends. We make an appointment to meet up and talk through things over lunch, and decided that we wanted to do a book project together. The greatest thing about this for me is that you know, Mercy Me is already just sort of going all over the country all the time, reaching loads of people that I could never reach out to. And so this book simply becomes a tool to share the New Covenant message with all of those concert goers. And that's how Bart and I met, and that's why we wrote this book together.
Well, Andrew, what do you guys hope the book will do for people? How do you see it impacting lives with the good news of Jesus Christ?
Well, first of all, it's the first book that I've been involved in that I would say from start to finish can be read by an unbeliever who knows very little about the gospel. And they just want an introduction to who Jesus is, what Jesus has done for them. So I encourage people to get The Hurt and the Healer for anyone that's an unbeliever first to find spiritual healing, you know. That most basic spiritual healing that we get when we are born again and become children of God. And then the book kind of proceeds on to say, okay, it's great that we're saved now. We've got this spiritual healing. But what about all of our stinking thinking? What about all of this mental healing that we need? Sometimes our thoughts, our thought life is all out of kilter and our feelings are all over the place and we're just riding the roller coaster of the soul. And so this book is about how Jesus can be our anchor in our thinking and how we can get our minds renewed. And really, you know, it's funny, Bob, because it's like a lot of us Christians, we have our theology for Sunday morning, and then we've got our marital problems on Wednesday and our depression on Thursday and, you know, our divorce or our broken home on Tuesday. And so where does everyday problems intersect with this gospel we believe in? And that's what The Hurt and the Healer is really all about.
Well, and those two collide. I mean, that's what we talk about on this broadcast all the time. This is a program where, you know, the basic gospel intersects with daily living. And that is the message. Where is God when we hurt? Well, he's right there. He's right there for us. And if we can open up our eyes, I think we can see his hand in action, causing things to work together for our good. If you're listening, this is Basic Gospel. Andrew Farley is our special guest today. We're so pleased to have him. My name is Bob Christopher. His book, The Hurt and the Healer, we're making available to our listeners for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month. All the information on how to order it is on our website at basicgospel.net, or you can call our toll-free order line at 1-800-727-2828, 1-800-727-2828. And folks, this is a book that you want to have on your bookshelf. If you are going through a trial, a tribulation right now, you're feeling some sense of emotional pain, this is a book that can bring the compassion, the comfort of God into your life. And so it's a book for you personally. If you know people that are going through trials and tribulations, this is a book that can help them rise above those circumstances and really experience healing in their hearts and lives. It's a book that's been endorsed by some wonderful people. Amy Grant writes this about it: "I am thrilled about this eye-opening, life-changing book. Rules do not set us free, but being set free by the truth is real." Bobby Labonte, a professional NASCAR driver, said this: "What Bart and Andrew have written will help you discover your real purpose in the midst of this broken world we all live in." And Andrew, that's what I like about this book so much, is it doesn't just heal the hurt. It moves somebody deeper in their relationship with Christ and helps them kind of identify their real role and their real purpose as human beings. And I think that's an important aspect of what you guys have put together in this particular book.
Yeah, it's like we have all these fragile identities, and every one of them is built out of glass, and eventually that glass comes shattering down. I mean, if our if our identity is being in a mother, well, then we're going to end up with empty nest syndrome, and then who am I? If our identity is being in a skilled surgeon, well, then what happens when you lose the use of your hands? And you can go on and see how we've built these fragile temporal identities around what we do. And the beauty of our identity in Christ is that it's unshakable and unbreakable. And that's really what we need. We need to be anchored to real meaning, real purpose, real identity. And that's what the hurt and the healer is communicating. You know, not only getting past hurts and getting through them, but then living life on the other side of that in a deeper, more meaningful way.
Well, I hope so many folks will grab hold of this book. I just think it's a valuable resource and will be a valuable tool in God's hands to minister His grace to people all over the world. And that really is the healing medicine, isn't it? You know, we're looking for all kinds of fixes in life. We just want to pray and have some magic wand waved over us and all of our hurts and pains and just disappear. But that's not how it works, is it? We have to experience this grace of God, and that's what brings ultimate healing, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, you know, Bob, one of the things that comes out in the book is that healing is spelled covenant, C-O-V-E-N-A-N-T, and that's how God spells healing for us, as covenant. And, you know, covenant is a foreign word to so many of us in our daily lives, but God has cut a deal. He's cut a deal for us. He's cut a deal on our behalf. And the new covenant is that God swore to Himself. And so God promised God, and that means that we get to enjoy a whole lot of security that God established with God. And so when you enter into that security and you enter into that stability and you learn to live from covenant relationship with God, it's pretty awesome. And so it's not that we're shaking our fist at heaven and wanting to feel something different and please show me your love and show me your love, show me your love. No, God has actually really spelled it out pretty clearly. He's demonstrated His love in giving His life for us, and then He gifts us. He actually bestows upon us His life in us. And then, of course, we get total forgiveness as well. So forgiveness and freedom from the law, this life of Christ in us, and then giving us a new identity. God is basically, you know, shouting from the rooftops that He likes us and He wants to spend time with us, and that we are designed to live from that intimate place, that intimate rest in Him.
Well, and Andrew, that certainly doesn't eliminate the problems of life. Just knowing His love, knowing His acceptance, knowing His mercy and grace, and living in His forgiveness, and living in Christ Himself, that just allows us to rise above those circumstances, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you make a great point. People can misunderstand this message. They can think, oh, yeah, you're just saying that I'm going to have cush circumstances and easy living, and nothing could be further from the truth. The reality is planet Earth comes at us, and planet Earth comes at us a million miles an hour, and it always will. But life works in us. God is working in us. And so as life comes at us, God is working in us. And at that collision right there between planet Earth and then the God of the universe in the person of Christ, that's what this book is talking about. The Hurt and the Healer is designed to show us, okay, what is God doing in the midst of all this stress that I'm feeling? What is God thinking? What is God feeling about me? What is God counseling me toward? What are the thoughts of the mind of Christ? You know, the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. Well, what in the world is the mind of Christ thinking in the midst of this? And that's what the Hurt and the Healer is really trying to put some legs on here. The nuts and bolts, the everyday life of what it means to think differently, because I'm getting counseled, I'm getting comforted, I'm getting consoled in the midst of, you know, the worst problems I've ever experienced.
Well, you may be listening out there and thinking, wow, I'm going through some pain right now. And if you would like to jump on and talk with us, talk with Andrew, we would certainly love to hear from you right now. 1-800-677-9377 is the number. 1-800-677-9377. And the reality is that we all hurt. I mean, that's why we need each other. That's why we need the Lord. That's why we need the grace of God. No one has figured it all out. We're just human beings in this big old world with lots of big old problems. But we have a big, huge God that has everything under control, who's promised to cause all things to work together for good to those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. So if you're struggling, if you don't know where to turn, you wondering where God is in all of this, let's talk about it. 1-800-677-9377.
And if you'd like to assist the ministry in staying on the air and continuing to be available day by day to proclaim the fullness of God's love and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ, and at the same time you can get a copy of The Hurt and the Healer by Andrew Farley and Bart Millard. Simply go online to basicgospel.net, that's basicgospel.net, or you can call 1-800-727-2828, 1-800-727-2828 for The Hurt and the Healer.
Yes, indeed. Well, Andrew, what specifically or how specifically did God heal some of your hurts? You listed off a number of losses, your dad, and, you know, I know what that kind of feels like, but you were young when he was killed in an accident, and then with your step siblings there, how did you find healing in Christ?
Yeah, you know, it was 1998, and my father, he was in a bad car accident. He was in a coma in Fairfax County Hospital in Virginia, and a pastor arrived there, and I'll never forget that the pastor was there and tried to heal him. The pastor anointed him with oil and prayed for him and tried to raise him from the dead. But my dad, he just wouldn't have it. His limp body just lay there lifeless. And, you know, it kind of made me think at the time, and even now looking back, that sometimes we just want to change our circumstances. We want to, cry out even in Jesus' name that things would be different. And that's essentially what was taking place at that bedside, hoping for something different, and yet there was no change. So, you know, Bob, the reality is that a lot of times the change is not going to come in our circumstances. It's going to come in our thinking in the midst of those circumstances. And so, you know, I moved from a place of natural grief and, loss, like any human would feel in losing their father. And I moved from that place to a place of thankfulness to God. Over time, I felt this thankfulness welling up within me, thanking God for my dad, thanking God for the time we did have together, looking at his life as a gift to me. And, you just look at situations where people lose others that are loved ones, and I think we're barking up the wrong tree when we start saying that God took him or God killed him or, you know, God did this. I was talking to a lady the other day that had been consumed with that kind of thinking, and the reality is there's so many players in the theater of life. You've got the world, the flesh, the devil. It's a fallen world. There's, imperfect DNA now. There's flaws in our genetics. There's disease. There's drunk drivers. There's error, human error. And things happen on the planet. And so to put a God stamp on everything and say God did it or God caused it, I think we're really succumbing to the enemy and his ideas on the matter at that point. So it took some mind adjustment. I mean, it took some mindsets that needed to be changed. And then I could find the place to even thank God for my dad and the time that we had together. And then to see God's comfort and counsel rather than blaming him for everything.
Well, Andrew, did you go through moments of anger and were you really questioning God, or was that a part of the process, kind of wrestling through that, where you finally, you know, your perspective change. I like to say we go into problems and we have kind of a human perspective. We can see what we see and we know things are bad. But eventually, you know, God works in us and through us with his grace and gives us a godly perspective. And we see it from a whole different angle. And it changes everything for us. Was that your story there?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would say more than anything, I was confused. I was baffled. You know, you look at my dad's life. He was a believer. He was, sincere about evangelism. He was reaching out to people. His life was serving as a beacon, in a sense, for people to find Christ, even in the business world. And you know, at a young age, you look at that and you say, God, what are you doing? I mean, why are you taking him out, so to speak? And that's the way I would have phrased it and thought of it. Then my mother, she is left with a business that she knows nothing about and has to step in and take over. And, in the end, all I can say, Bob, is that, the Lord was amazing, and that I watched my mother, walk through those doors of mystery and intrigue as she entered a business that she was not prepared to handle, and that God used her, and, watching her go through it taught me a ton of things. And, I'm not saying that I wouldn't want my dad to be here sitting next to me right now, but, you ultimately have to say, my hope is not in any human. My hope is not in the comfort and company of another person, but in Jesus. And it sounds so simple, but it takes a lifetime to wrap our minds around. There's a whole psychological approach in psychology that says that basically if you can find that one person that will love you and accept you, that you can be mentally whole and psychologically well. And, I think there's some truth to that, except that that person is Jesus.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that's what this book, The Hurt and the Healer, is about.
Yeah. Well, Andrew, let's quickly go to New York and talk with Terry, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Well, this whole analogy of the mind adjustment in our struggle, because, yes, we'll all have to face some struggle in our lives, and just reading God's word and just trying to extract everything that he can possibly give us in his word so we can be encouraged, to encourage ourselves. And it gets to a point where you really can't depend on anyone else but the Lord and his leading, his guidance.
Well, Andrew, that's kind of the message of your book, isn't it?
Yeah, that's some insight right there. I appreciate you sharing that, because that's what we're talking about. Looking to a person who has a lifetime of wisdom and comfort to pour into us. And our only job is to let him, just to sit at his feet and learn of him and abide in him and rest in him and just soak in all of his love for us.
Well, Terry, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer. Andrew, we certainly appreciate your time today. Thanks for collaborating with Bart and putting together just a marvelous resource that I think will be significant for believers individually and for the body of Christ at large.
Yes, indeed. And as we close today's broadcast, we ask you to remember that Basic Gospel is supported only through the prayers and gifts of people like you. Now, for the remainder of this month, and to say thanks to you for your generous gift in any amount, we're going to send you a copy of this new book, The Hurt and the Healer, by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley. And about The Hurt and the Healer, Amy Grant says, I am thrilled about this eye-opening, life-changing book. Rules do not set us free, but being set free by the truth is real. It's going to be exciting to see how God uses The Hurt and the Healer in so many people's lives. I can't wait to watch it happen. The Hurt and the Healer, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Available online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 1-800-727-2828. The Hurt and the Healer, don't miss it. That's at basicgospel.net or 1-800-727-2828. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and our special guest Andrew Farley on today's broadcast, and the ministry staff, Bob Davis, saying God bless you and goodbye from Dallas.